Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no music. Hello, welcome to Straight Talk. We're so glad that you're on the program today. And we got a very exciting program that we're going to be discussing today. A subject that a lot of people don't talk about. They carry this burden throughout their life concerning wounds that they may experience as a child. But we have a young lady who's going to be on the program today. Her name is Yamika Porter, and she's going to be talking about her situation that happened to her when she was a young child concerning the molestation of her by her stepfather. There may be some in the audience that have experienced similar situations, and you don't have to walk around and carry that wound not knowing that anybody cares, because we do care. And so we're going to be bringing her on the program today. We're going to have a very exciting program. And if you have any concerns that you'd like to talk about, you can feel free to give us a call at 347-850-1598, and you can join in. But we want you to hear this amazing story by Yamika Porter. Yamika, are you on the line today? We're bringing you in here from St. Louis. Are you on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Yamika.
I'm here.
Glad to have you on. Yes, I hear you. Glad to have you on our program today. And
thank you.
Well, we're going to be talking about child molestation, and you have instructed us that you don't want us to hold back with any questions. And me and my co-host, Ms. Bianca Forbes, we're going to be asking you some questions, because this is a subject that we feel that needs to have widespread attention. So are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. And the first question that we want to ask you is, tell us something about your story. And how is it that you were able to be a survivor? That's kind of broad, but it will get us rolling with this concern. So welcome to the program today, Yamika, coming to us from St. Louis via the program, and want to talk to you today. So introduce yourself, and you have the floor.
Okay. Thank you very much, and it is a pleasure to be here. I do thank you for your time. My name is Yamika Porter. My child molestation started when I was 6 years old by my stepfather. It continued by my stepfather of the verbal, physical, mental abuse from the age of 6 years old, all the way until I was up to the age of actually, I want to say probably like about 22 years old, mm-hmm. until something happened, and it's, I'm not sure, whatever else you want to ask, you know, and know about it.
Well, you said, how old were you when this first started?
I was 6 years old.
You were 6 years old, and
yes, sir.
Could you tell us some? Could you tell us something about your stepfather?
Honestly, there's really nothing for me to really say in regards to him, other than just that he just was a monster. He was a monster to me growing up. He was always that type that was a bully, that used to, you know, always bully everyone. He used to mm-hmm. beat on my mom for no reason. He just was not a good man.
Mm. Now, your story, as you shared across the country, And by the way, listeners, if you like to have Yamika come to your area, she's more than welcome to do that. And you can contact us at 347-850-1598. We'll be more than willing to give you more information. But Yamika, in your story, it's called From Pearl to Prison to Praise. How does that title befit the situation that you went through?
Well, it fits the situation perfectly. And the reason why, everything started when I was 6 years old or growing up. An incident happened in my life that caused me to go to prison. Of time that I did in prison, and by the grace of God, once getting released from prison, I've praised because, I mean, it's a blessing that I survived what I went through. It could have been me and not him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, and it eventually came to a head in terms of his acts of aggression towards you.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, and is that what resulted in you going to prison, which
yes,
I personally feel, which I personally feel that should not have been merited you getting a prison sentence for that, because you were a victim. That's where I feel. And you came to the place where enough was enough, and you responded to that. So
yes, that is correct.
Were there efforts that were developed to try to help you get released from prison? Or tell us about that whole ordeal.
What caused me to actually led up to me being in prison was that my stepfather tried to rape me. In the process of him trying to rape me, as I got older, it resulted in me shooting him. It was more to protect myself as well as my boys. I do have had at the time 2 young boys, but they are grown at the time. So what led to it was of him trying to rape me, and at that time, in my head, it just felt like, you know, it was enough. I could not, you know, bear nor deal with, you know, what he actually put me through in my life.
And it seems that this is a widespread situation that is happening to a lot of young ladies. As I opened up the program, I said that this is something that nobody should have to carry, the wounds or something like that. What would you say to encourage women who may be listening, who are in this situation, but they just hold on to it in a way where it's kind of like a silent secret?
What I would actually say to anyone, and also of what you said for women, I'm doing what I'm doing by the grace of God. It's triggered toward women and also toward men in this world. I actually want everyone to be aware that this is an ongoing situation that's happening where everyone is violent because out of fear of not knowing what may happen or how is it that anyone will look at them and judge them in regarding to what happened in their lives. It's pretty much time to just stop and just stand up and just be heard in regarding to being molested.
How did you find refuge in the midst of all that was going on? What was your place of solace or comfort?
My place of comfort for me was always church. I've been raised in church all my life, me and my siblings. And going to church was like that safe haven for me, where I felt comfort at. Even growing up to this day, I still find my comfort in God. And it's just amazing of what you can feel and the things you can deal with when you trust and put him first in your life.
That's very important, because I'm sure he was your comfort in the time of those stormy times that you were going through. You know, as you think about the pearl, the prison to praise, I'm trying to phrase my words correctly, because I know it's a very sensitive subject, but how in the world can you praise God in the midst of all what you've been through and what you encounter? How could you go from pearl to prison to praise? It seemed most people would want to be angry, upset, disgusted. So where does the praise come in?
My praise for me come in due to I've been through a lot in my life, and by the grace of God, I've never turned to alcohol. I've never turned to drugs.
Mm.
I've always been a quiet individual, even growing up, and especially what I was going through, being scared and nervous of telling anyone. So my praise come in because it's a blessing. It is truly a blessing for me to even be here today and to literally be talking to you and sharing my story.
Mm. And
were you able to share any of this stuff with your siblings at the time?
At the time, I was not. At that time of growing up, my stepfather actually, it was more growing up at the age of 6. My stepfather was about a little over 250 pounds, all muscles. And for me, of being just as little as I was at the age of 6, he threatened me. He threatened me not to tell my mom, my siblings, or anyone that if I did, of how he would, you know, kill me or do something to my mother. So, no, ma'am, at that time, I was afraid. I was just in fear of not knowing.
Right. So now, how, other than telling your story, what else do you do for young women who can relate to this? How else do you reach out to them?
I actually try to just sit down to let them know it's not okay. It does not matter if it's, you know, a family member or friend or anything of touching you in any kind of way that makes you feel in an uncomfortable situation. Tell someone. Tell someone. I only wish that I, at that time, had the courage and the nerve to actually tell someone. I did tell my mother at one point in time when this happened to me, and she was upset. My mother actually confronted him, and he came back, you know, and telling my mother, you know, that she's just a child, you know, she's not telling the truth or anything. Pretty much he basically was not truthful with my mother, and she did not know what to do, honestly, because she was in fear herself because of him beating her.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, that's a huge dynamic in a lot of situations. Fear is a powerful thing that can deal with people psychologically and empower the abuser, but when you realize you have that power, which you took later before you went to jail, but it invigorated you in the end.
Well, that's so amazing, Yamika, because a lot of ladies, when they go through a circumstance such as what you described, they don't recover. They turn to prostitution, promiscuity, if I said that right, and you have taken your experiences of what you encountered and you've turned it into a ministry where you now have a desire to share your story, to tell your situation to others, and your desire is wherever there's a door open, by the grace of God, you're willing to go and to share your story. How did you come to that place?
For years and all my life, I've always been quiet about it. I hear so much in the news of how, you know, individuals say they're an advocate, but my question is, have you ever really been through the pain? Have you ever really been through the suffering that us victims have been through? So I decided, even after all this time, I'm tired of just being silent in regards to what happened. I want to be able to touch, if it's not just one individual's life, with my story of being able to help them, because I feel like it's my gift to them with being able to help from God.
That's so powerful. And we've got about 60 seconds left in the program. And what would you just say to a listener that's listening? And what would you say to them to encourage them after you shared your story?
About 30 seconds. I would encourage them to please just speak out. Do not be silent and do not be afraid, because you do have a friend and God is there with you no matter and through it all. Just please have faith and just stand up. Let your voice be heard.
Well, Yumeka, thank you so much for having the courage to come on today's program to share your story. And it's not going to be the last time, but we want to thank you so much for sharing your story. And our prayers is that God will open up doors that you can continue sharing your story and being a blessing. Thank you for being on today's program, Straight Talk.
Thank you.